A new crop is being planted in this country. It doesn't require land or fertilizer, and it can be used in various ways, not just for food. Craig Lamolt of member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut, reports.
Dr. Charlie Yarish loves seaweed. The University of Connecticut scientist walks towards the water on a wet and rocky beach in Stamford, Connecticut, at low tide.
Take a look at this.
Yarish reaches down and picks up some ordinary-looking seaweed off the wet sand.
Notice the color. Rich, chocolate color. That means it is picking up nitrogen.
For Yarish, this is the most exciting part of farming seaweed. He calls it
nutrient bioextraction.
Too much nitrogen in the water can ultimately kill off plant and animal life, but seaweed captures it and some contaminants in the water. A United Nations report says nearly 16 million tons of seaweed were farmed in 2008, most of it in Asia. Yarish helped a company called Ocean Approved start the United States' first open water kelp farm in the Gulf of Maine in 2006, and the business is growing. Now he's helping create a seaweed farm off the coast of Connecticut.
So this is the Mookie.
The Mookie is Bren Smith's small fishing boat. Smith owns and runs the Thimble Island Oyster Company off the coast of Branford, Connecticut. The business was hit hard by Tropical Storm Irene last year, ruining about 80% of his shellfish crop. So Smith started looking around for something he could farm that would be more resilient. That's when he found Yarish, who agreed to help set him up in the seaweed farming business. This fall, in the water above his shellfishing lines, he'll stretch a 150-foot line about a meter below the surface of the water. They'll be seeded with kelp spores grown in Dr. Yarish's lab.
There's no barns, there's no tractors. This is what's so special about ocean farming, is that it's got a small footprint and it's under the water. I mean, we're just so lucky. I feel like I've stumbled on this just great secret that we can model and hopefully spread out to other places.
Kelp grows in the wintertime, and by spring, Smith should have 9 to 12 feet of growth. He and Yarish are hoping to try another species in the summer. Because shellfishing is so heavily regulated, he knows the water here is super clean, so the seaweed is good to eat. But it'll still help remove nitrogen from the water.
And the plan is to actually split it into a couple different experimental markets. One for food, one for fertilizer, one for fish food. I'm working with a skincare company in Connecticut, and then one for biofuel.
He's hoping he can someday fuel his own boat with biofuel from the seaweed. But he's most hopeful that seaweed will take off as a food.
If I can't figure out how to make this taste good, I'm going to lose a lot of money out here.
That's where chefs like David Santos come in.
So the first course, we're doing fresh head-on shrimp with a seaweed salad.
Santos has worked at some of the fanciest restaurants in New Jersey and New York. He now runs a private supper club in the New York area and is planning to open his own restaurant soon.
Taste it up. Have at it.
All right. The seaweed just adds like a really nice texture.
Exactly, exactly.
Santos says the food world works in kind of a trickle-down way, starting with the fancy restaurants.
If the big chefs don't use it, it'll never catch. Like, it just won't.
But he says seaweed is a great ingredient, and if chefs start having access to a fresh, locally farmed product, they'll start using it.
So if you're the cool guy using the fresh seaweed first, like, that's a big deal.
He says he's hoping to go to Bren Smith's Connecticut farm this spring with some of his chef friends to check it out for themselves. And he's looking forward to creating some new seaweed dishes. For NPR News, I'm Craig Lamolt.